Je hoopt naar bouwen die hem al geen tafel toe dan. Ja, maar het zegt nou, hakul, nou de mischa zegt, hakul, ga jodem de mikro megillah. Everybody is mechuyev to hear the Megillah. Kahanim, Leviim, v'Yisraelim. That's the Mishnah. So the question is, chur pshita? Of course, like who else? So the Mishnah says, Tzvicha, the Chiddush is, Livata Lavidosim. That a Kohen or a Levi, even if it's a question of going to the Beis Midrash, doing the Avodah. And on the other hand, if they go to Shul to hear the Mikra Megillah, so Mikra Megillah comes first. Okay, Rav Yudah Mashmuel. The Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Kahanim b'avodosim, even though Kain's doing his avodah, or Leviim b'duchonim, Levi is by his duchenin in the Beis Migdash by the Kabbonis, and v'Yisrael b'mamodim, even Yisrael's their maimud, they're standing b'shas, they bring the Kabbonis. Still the locher is mevatlin avodosim, and they have to stop doing their avodah, or boyin l'shmei mikra megillah, and they're supposed to come to hear the mikra megillah. That's the chiddush from Akol Chayavim. Mikra megillah means that as the kedima comes first. In fact, it's machlokes Hashem over there. Some learned that it's only botol if you could come back later and do the avodah. But let's say if you hear the mikra megillah now, you can't do the avodah later, it'll be too late or something, then it could be no, that it's not mevatol the avodah. It's only a case where you could do both. So it's a question which one comes first. That's this cloud that mikra megillah, mishum pesu manisa, that has nadifas, that comes first. Who would dash in the prosek in the megillah like that, that this one comes first. So that's the chiddush. And right it says, another Mish says, Hakil Chayovim Bezimun. Everybody's Chayiv in Zimun, when you eat together, three people eat together, and they come to bench, they have to bench Bezimun. So it says, what? Kahanim Levim v'Yisraelim. So again, Pshit, of course, like who else? Of course they have to bench Bezimun. So when I said, L'Svicha, the Chiddush is the Ka'achli Kodeshim. Talking about right now, the Kahanim are eating Kodeshim. So, I would have thought the Shalati have three Kahanim, and they're all eating Kodeshim. So I would have thought, the Pasuk says, V'ochlu oisom ashekupa behem. Like the Kohanim eat from the Korbin, and the Bailam receives a kapara from it. The fact the Kohanim eat, the Bailam gets a kapara, gets a forgiveness. Omer Achmona. If so, V'ho kapari, I would have thought they said an eating kodshim is not really called an achila. It's an achila of a kapara. So maybe for this, you're not chuyiv and mezumit to bench together. It's kamashma, that's the Kiddush you know. But still, the Pasuk says, V'yachalte v'stavoto, Omer Rachmano, Voyis Nayo. The Torah says, that when you eat and you're satisfied, you have to bench. So you realize, even though it's kochim, even though there's a kapara involved, but so what? Lamaisi, you had an achilu and maisi, you've satisfied yourself. So that is the svara, you have to bench, and once you have to bench, and the svara then goes, she have to bench with Zimun also.
Yeah. Actually, doesn't say, yeah. Yeah. Maybe not have Zimun.
But the benching, for sure you'd have to bench. Does that mean it was? Maybe not have Zimun. It's Kamashmon, yes, it's also in the Klurium Vyachalta Visabata. Now then it says also another locker is Hakoil Mitstarfin. Yakoil Mitstarfin. Not only Yakoil Chayovim, here it says Yakoil Mitstarfin. You could put them together, you could put all three people together, any three people together. The Zimun, to have to bench the Zimun. And it says, what kind of Levi in Israel? So again, for the more pshit, of course, like, why not? So Chiddush the more says, Lotzricho da kachli kahanim truma, oi kodishim, vizar kocho chulim. So I'm going to let you have two kahanim and one Yisrael. And the kahanim are eating either truma or kachim, something that the Yisrael cannot eat. And the third one is the Yisrael, he's eating his regular chulim. So the Chiddush says, still they have to bench the Zimun. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say, "Ho yovi boi zar lemechol b'hadi koyin lemotzaloichol." Since the zar is Yisrael, he cannot eat what the kahanim are eating. He cannot eat truma kochim. Is a malelet starf? Maybe it's not starf with them, and you don't bench zimun. Zimun is only like the three of them ate together. They could eat from one another. So here they're not called together. So chiddush is kamash malan. No, still they have to bench with zimun. Why? Because nihi the zar. True. The Zah, the Yisrael, cannot eat what the Kohen is eating. He cannot eat truma, or he cannot eat the kochim, but the opposite way. Kohen, Bahadi Zah, Motziyochel. So it's called the Tiruf. That the Kohen, he's allowed to eat the Chulin. So if it's clear, they're still eating together. Even though it's only one way, still it'd be Mutter. Tom speaks, well, be after all three will be mudur hanor one from another. Three people made a neder not to have enjoyment one from the other. So the tzad also, they can bench bezimun. And then Tom says, no, maybe yes, because on a neder, you could be shul, you could be made for the neder, matter the neder. But when you hear the truma, there's nowhere that Yisrael could be truma. Then another Mishnah says, we had in our Mishnah at the beginning of Erechim was, HaKoyol Marichin. Everybody could make Marichin, everybody could be Mechayid himself to pay the money. Kahana would be in Yisrael. So again, the Kahana is treated, of course, why not? Havad, the Koyin of Yisrael, if he says somebody's Erechim should be upon him, HaLavachiv to pay that much money to the Bedek HaBayis. Some of Rover says, L'Nitzvah, the Chiddush is like this, Now Mishnelo LeBen Bukhari. We're going now according to Ben Bukhari. That what it's now, not like this. Omer Rav Yehuda says that Hayin Ben Bukhari, Ben Bukhari said over Edis, the Yavna and Yavna, that Kol Koyin Sheshoikol, any Koyin that wants to give a Machtsa Shekel, Ein Echayt is not doing something wrong. But even though we hold Mikra Din, they're Potter from a Machtsa Shekel, but he holds if they want to, it's okay, they're not doing something wrong. But Mikra Din, they're Potter. On this, Omer Rav Yehuda Metzak, Rav Yehuda says back, no. And he holds Loikin, it's not that way. Ela kol koyin she'enu shoykel chayta. He doesn't know a koyin has the chiyah to give the machzah shekel, and any koyin that does not give the machzah shekel is a chayta. Ela, he's masbado. Ela shekahanim dorshim mikra ziliyatz. The kahanim darshan this pasuk for themselves, meaning Rabbi Yochanan holds they made a mistake how they darshan. They darshan like this, and of course this is the svara from Ben Bukhari. Rabbi Yochanan says not like this. But they darshan that the pasuk says v'chol minchas koyin kolutiya. Any kohen that belongs to the any mincha that belongs to a kohen, the din is you have to burn the whole mincha. There's no way to teach from the mincha that belongs to a kohen. If so, they held like this to kohenim. Ho yol vi oimer, the yom you bring on the second day Pesach, ushtei alechem you bring on Shavuos, the lechem upon him every Shabbos. Shelonu heim, like if they're going to give the money, if they have a chiyuv to give machzah shekel, so from the machzah shekel the money gets the trumas alishcha. From that money, they buy the kohanim, they buy these korban tziba. So it comes out when they buy these menachis, it's partially owned by the kohanim. If so, hey chaim necholim, how can he eat? How could the kohanim eat from lechem upon mishdei lechem mincha seimer? How could he eat from it? It didn't should have been kulei kolul. So that's a biyachim. I can say that's why the kohanim dashan that the potter, but about it's a big mistake, because the biyachim holds and the kohanami. If it belongs to the kohen, you're true. But here the pshat is it belongs to the roiv. Roiv of the tzibra not kahanim. So even though there's a mixas kahanim that gave money, they do not make the mincha osa bachila. So that's the machloikas. But Ben Bukhari holds note that the kahanim yikra did not take a potter from giving machzah shekel. What's this pasuk? So the question is though, the Ben Bukhari, nami kivun lechetchila loy mechayvi, he holds the what kahanim are not mechayvi and giving the machzah shekel. If so, leyasuye kimaisi nami chaytu. How could you say they were allowed to bring it? The Khuru no, when they bring the mass shekel, there should be a called a chaytu. Why? The kamayo chulun lazara, because they're bringing chulun lazara. So, if you hold the pot for mass shekel, how could they give the money then? It's like chulun into the azara. So, gomorrah benachanami, the maisi lo will mosul etzibur, that they give the money, but not in the regular like paturas, a mach techiv or mass shekel. They know they're giving their own free money, and they give it over to the tzibur that they should be used for the korban tzibur. So it's not called their money. They're like mafkar it to the tzibur. So it's called the tzibur's money. So therefore, even according to Ben Bukhari, it's good how you could eat from these menachas, because it's not really the money belonging to the kohanim. They gave it over to the tzibur. It's the tzibur's money. So now we're saying what? The chiddush of our Mishnah is, according to Ben Bukhari, the what? I would have thought like this. How you look, see, since the pasuk says, V'chol erkecho yiyo b'shekel ha-kodesh. Anytime you have a chiyuv to give erechin, you have to pay it with a shekel ha-kodesh. But you have to pay 3 shekolim, or 5, or 50, and that's with a shekel ha-kodesh. So I would have thought this like this. Kol the isi b'shekolim, isi b'erechin. Whoever has the chiyuv to give the machzah shekel, a regular Yisroel, he is in the parasha of erechin. But I would have thought, v'hani kanim, these kanim, according to Ben Bukhari, so since the potter for machzah shekel, I would have thought to say lesnayu b'erchin. Maybe we didn't understand the parsha of erchin either. So therefore, they have no erchin. So a kanim not the parsha of marichin. Maybe is kamashmo. That's the chiddush. No, that they're still mechuyif. Gefort, even though they're not in the mitzvah machzah shekel, but still in the parsha of erchin, they're included. on this. Rashi just says, "Kamashma loy gemiri." We don't make this type of a drasha. We don't darshan that if you're not in machzah shekin on the parsha verchin. That's the chiddush. And now the Gemara says, "Omulay abaya, hay v'chol erkecho, l'chol erkin shatamarich lo yed chusim miselu diyosi." He says, "No, this drasha, the darshan of v'chol erkecho, yeh b'shekel akodesh." That the Jews saying is a half minute to say this pasuk teaches us that maybe only who's mechuyev machsa shekel mechuyev in erchin. Abai says back, no, there's no havmina, because when this pasuk of v'chol erkechol, we dash him with something else. V'chol erkechol, when the pasuk says v'chol erkechol yiv shekel kodesh, means to say that lo yehei tochos miselo hu diyosa. That's what comes for. So Rashi says it means the oni be erchin the locha. If you're machayev to give yourself either your erchin or somebody else's erchin. Let's say whatever it is, whether it's 5 shkolim or 20 or 50 shkolim. And then you're poor, you can't afford it. So the special locha that we only make you pay how much you could afford. That's called b'histik yad. The Pasuk says, Rashi says, "Al-pi-ar-shet-hastik yad ha-noider," according to how much you could afford. So the chiddush is that less than a seller you can't give. You have to at least give a seller. And if you don't have it, you have to wait until you get a seller. So that's what we do with this Pasuk. B'chol erkechol yiyah b'shekel means the least amount that you can give is a seller. So there's no half minute to make a drosh that you have to be in the pashas of machzah shekel. You need this pasuk to teach us that you can't give less than a selo for erchin. So to go back to the question then, what's the chiddush of our mishnah that our kol berchin even kahanim levim v'yisraelim? So where it says elam abaya, abaya says like this, elam abaya, itzrach. Yeah, the mishnah is telling us the chiddush because without the mishnah, sa'ak without the chamin, rabbi has thought to say, hoyu luksiv, since as the pasuk in Bamidbar says, o kedu yov. Mi ben chodesh tiftem biyarkechom. A lashon of what? The pigeon ben that when the kid is a month old, then you have to be poydim with 5 shkolim. So I would have thought to say kol dis to the pigeon ben, something like a regular yisrael that's chayiv on his son a bechor to be poydim. Is to biyarkechin is bechlal the parsha of erchin. But for ani kanim and levim, hoyev lesnai be pigeon ben when they have a bechor, there's no mitzvah pigeon ben upon a koyin. Or a label like Vidash in the first in the Mishnah there in Bechoris, that they're potter, when the Kal B'chorim, if they parted the Bechorim in the Midbar, rather the potter themselves, yes, I would have thought to say, Lesnaya B'erchen, who wouldn't have known the Parsha of Erchen either? Yes, Kamashno, and that's the Chiddush in our Mishnah, yes, that the Kahanim are still in the Parsha of Erchen, even though they're potter from Pidyon HaBen, still they're in the Parsha. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. On this, Omalei Rav, Rav says back, Elo Miyativ so. If you hold that just the fact that we're talking about pidyon aben, just the fact that it says the word be'erkecho, you make such a gzeirah shava, I would have a havamina. If so, yes, gabi ayel oshim. There's mitzvah when you have to bring a chiv oshim, so it says to bring an ayel oshim. Also, the chassidus says in that pasha, v'yes ashom yovil Hashem ayel tomim min atzoyim be'erkecho. It also says the value how much it should be worth that ayel oshim. So you want to tell me yochinami? That to hold the Easter be Erchin, Easter be Ayel Oshim, only summits in the parsha of Erchin, he could bring an Oshim. But Tumtum Viadrugnus, a person that's a Suffolk Ish, a Suffolk Isha, that we had before, that Potter from Erchin is not in the parsha of Erchin, to Lesnayo be Erchin. So you want to tell me Lesnayo be Ayel Oshim? Is that true? That they're not in the parsha to bring an Ayel Oshim? We never heard like that. So Avada was the Pshat, that even though it says the word Ekrecha here, it doesn't mean the parsha of Erchin. So even though he's not in the Parsha of Erchin, he still has to bring an El Oshim. So heard in here also, even though a Kohen is not in the Parsha of Pidyon HaBen, but Avad will be in the Parsha of Erchin, so there's no Havamina. So what does the Mishnah have to tell us? Therefore, Elo Amar Rav, Rav says like this, V'itayim of someone to say the name of Rav Rashi. Rav Rashi says, Itzruch, yes, we need the Chiddush of Mishnah like this. Because otherwise, Sa'al Kodayat HaChemin, Rav would have thought to say, Hoyoluk Siv, since the Pasuk says, V'hemidu lefnei HaKohen, that by Erchin, you should bring him to stand in front of a Kohen. So ish darshin v'loy Kohen lefnei Kohen, and not a Kohen in front of another Kohen. So mashma only a Yisrael in front of a Kohen, but not one Kohen in front of another Kohen. Rashi says, gabi oni, sherech ksiv, only that's poor, so he can't afford to pay them what, as much as he was mechayiv himself. So it says, have him take him in front of the Kohen, let the Kohen see how much he's worth. So it's mashmoni a kohen or Yisrael goes in front of a kohen and not a kohen to a kohen. So I would have thought to say that a kohen is not in the parsha of Erchin altogether. And that's Kamashmul in the Mishnah. Yes, it is in the Parashah of Erchin. Kamashmulan. Then the Mishnah says what? Nerchin. It says also what? Kol Nerchin. So Lasuya, what's the common clue that we had before? What's the Chiddush? Every single person has an Erech. The Torah says so. The Chiddush was Menupalum Ukrishkin. A person, how much a disgusting person, a person that has mitzaras, has leprosy, that even though he has no value to himself to be sold for an Eved, still he has Erechin depending upon how old he is. So that's what we dashed from before. That's what the Chiddush about Kol Nerchin means, even a Menupalum Ukrishkin. How the Gemara says, "Minu anemila." How do we know this taka? How do we know taka that there's a parasha of erchin by a menuvel? So Gemara says, "The Tana Rabbanan went like this." The erchichah, the pasuk says, "Lo the erich sosim." We come to include a few things now. Include even a person says erich stam. I want to be ma'arich stam. He doesn't say how much. He doesn't say what. Still, he has to bring the smallest amount, which is the rishigolim. Davrach, another pshat, the pasuk says, "Be erchichah." Means erech kuloi hu noisein l'yerech evorim. You can't stop and say I want to make erech how much my leg is worth. That's not the parasha of erech. An erech is your whole body, so you can't make an erech on just your evorim. Rashi says omar erech yodi alal yomah kulon. Somebody says I want to give the value of my yad. Als erechin there's nothing, because there's no erech for an evorim. The Torah when he says how much the whole person is worth. Yochel the Gemara, I would have thought to say shani moitzi av dovish neshamat luyibo. Let's see, he says the erech of my heart or the erech of my head, something that without that he can't live. Tam learn with the pasuk says no nefoshes. Says the word nefoshes means if you make an erech on something that your nefesh is totally in, it's like a chal. You have to pay your whole value because of that dovar shaneshamat luyibo. So that's the drasha from the word nefoshes. Now another drasha from the word nefoshes is. Nefoshes loy hames. There's only an erichin upon a person that's alive, not if he's dead. Oitzi es hames. Good, I exclude a mace. Once you die, and then somebody else says, I want to pay his value, his erichin, there's no erichin for a mace. But maybe v'lo yetzi es hagoyis, I won't exclude a goyis, this person's very, very sick, about to die. Maybe him, if somebody says, I want to pay his erichin, he's still go bosa how old he is, and there's a parasha of erichin. Talmalem, but the pasuk says, no, v'hem mid v'herich. He has to be able to stand up and come to the current to value him. So, kol sheyeshnim bihamodo, yeshnim aruch, whoever's in the parasha of Amrodah that could stand up, that means then he has erichin. But the kol sheyeshnim bihamodo, like a guy says, someone's about to die, he can't stand up anymore, ain't a baruch, he's not in the parasha of erichin either. To avrach, another pshat is, the pasuk says, nefoshes again, ain't liyela echot, sheherich, echot, echot sheherich meyim inayim. How do you know somebody's marach to pay for one person? How do you know if he's marach to pay for 100 people? I want to be machayv myself to pay the value, the erichin of 100 people. How do you know you can put that chiv upon yourself? Talmud loyim nefoshes, yes, as many as you want to, you can make the chiv, you have to give that much money to the tehegdish. Dovrach, another drasha like this, again, the pasuk says nefoshes in this parasha of erichin. So we dash in, nefoshes means, again, ein liyela ish, Sheherich, I only know so far a person, an ish, a man, could be mechayv himself the parasha of erchin. Bein ish ben ish, except upon himself either to pay how much he's worth, or either how much an ish is worth. But isha shericha ish, how do we know if an isha puts upon himself the chiv to pay how much a man is worth? Or else isha shericha isha, an isha puts upon herself how much another lady is worth, meaning that she could put a chiv upon herself. Again, Talmud Lehm, another drosh is nefashos. As mashma, any nefesh, even an ish also is in the parasha of erchin. We'll soon see Haikadash and all these things from the same words. I thought that they're all shava, it's a similar drasha, and nefashas means all these things together. Yeah, Dovarach, another pshat is, the pasuk says again the word nefashas. So you say, the rabbi saw this was negated to us. We asked Shalom before, how do we know to be marb, even a manuvel of nukashin? Now we're up to it. Again, another drasha, the pasuk says the words nefashas. So we say the rabbis, it comes to include a manuvel umukashchin, because otherwise Shiyoch ever thought like this. Neder bi erkecho, the pasuk says. So kol sheyesh nebedomim, it says mashma neder. You can make a neder in your erkecho. So neder pasuk means to mechayv yourself to pay money, but there is a neder. So I would have thought like this. Kol sheyesh nebedomim, yesh neberch nevus in the parasha of domim. They have the parasha of erchin. But v'chol shein b'dom, somebody has no value to himself, like a manuvel or a mukashchin. Maybe ain't a erchin. Maybe there's no parsha of erchin upon him. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says no nefeshos, mashm any nefesh, even though the person's a manuvel, disgusting, or with leprosy, still he has the parsha verchin. You go bossa how old he is, and that's what the Torah says he's worth. That's a parsha verchin, even by a manuvel mukashkin. Good, so that's how we know to Marbin in the Malmishnah when it says Hakol Nerchin, that even a manuvel mukashkin also has erchin to them. Now the more dash, the pasuk says vahoye erkecha. Says that erich should be. It's next to word vahoya. So we say l'rabbo is tumtum v'yadrugnis l'domim. That teach us that even though an adrugnis, that's a sofagish in a tumtum, they're not the parsha of erichin, but the parsha of domim v'yad, they can mechaif themselves to pay domim. Shiyochos, I would have thought to say, the pasuk says nede b'yerkecho. So the hekesh to nede means domim, you want to be mechaif yourself to pay the value, and erichin is how much the Torah says you're worth. So I would have thought to say, make the second shear to say that kol sheyesh neberuch, anybody that's in the parasha of erichin, then yesh nebedomim. If he wants to, he can stop being mechayiv himself. But there is a neda, the value of somebody. But the kol shein neberuchin, like an adrugnis, a sofakish, is not in the parasha of erichin. Because there it says zoch avadai, nekev avadai. So I would have thought to say a sofik is ein nebedomim. Who didn't give him mechayiv himself to pay money either with a neder? Is Talmud Lema, that's the pasuk that says, no, v'hoyo erkecho. It says, v'hoyo, that's a rebu-like, that he could make erchin. See, even though in the parish of erchin he can't do it, but it's the main win of erchin, put the parish for domim. They said that a sofik ish, sofik isha, could be mechayv himself money. Now the pasuk says, erkecho hazocher, so it dashed and says the word hazocher, which means zocher v'loy tumtum v'adrugna, it has to be a vaday zocher, and not a sofik. Yochel, I would have thought to say, lo yehei berachish, we don't value him like a man, but maybe avyiyo b'yerach isha, maybe it's in the value how much an isha is worth. Talmud, the pasuk says, no, v'hoyo erkecho hazocher v'im nekeva. He zocher vaday nekeva vadois. And the Chalam is only a chiv parshas erchin by a vaday zocher or a vaday nekeva. But v'loy tumtum v'adrugnis. A person that's a tumtum or adrugnis, a sofiki, a sofiki isha, there's no parsha of erchin. So that was the pasuk before the Rebbe of Ahoyo, that even though he has no parsha of erchin, but the Maaseh B'Torah for Neder, he could be mechayiv himself to pay the money that he could. He's not himself to pay d'mei olai, how much he's worth. Yeah. No, Mama, what we say before, I'm going to start being mefarish to Braisa. We learned before it says b'erkecho. So it said it means l'rabois erech stam. That somebody stam says, I'm ma'arach, I'm going to put a chiv erich upon me stam. It doesn't say how much and who, it just says stam. So now the question is, my erich stam, or sosim, what does it mean, erich sosim, or shal ha'igoros here, sosim or stam? So most of the time it was done like this, so ima erich sosim. Somebody stam says, I want to mechayiv myself an erich, olai. That's how much I want to have to give to the base, to the bedek abayis. So how much does he have to give? So locher is, noisen kepochesh yeberchim. The least amount of erchin is a girl, the young girl, she has to only give three sloyim, that's all. The kama pokash erchin, shloisha shkolim, that's three shkolim. That's the least amount of erchin there is three shkolim. Rashi says shloisha shkolim, the civil in the keva, shloisha shkolim, vizel pokash erchin, that's the least amount to give. So we ask the question, why? Why do you say when the guy says erich stam? He means the smallest amount. V'yema, why don't you say it means the largest amount? V'yema say, chamishim, maybe say it means the most, it means 50. So it says, not a famous klal always, if you don't know what to do, large or small, is to fast, the merubala to fast, and never chap, never grab the largest sum. Maybe we'll find out you're wrong. But to fast, the more to fast, if you chap, grab hold of the smallest sum, that for sure you're right, you can't go wrong. But there may be more included, but this much for sure is included. So you always have a doubt to take on more or smaller, we always take on smaller. For the Gemara is so, we aim a shekel, so don't say three, maybe even one shekel is enough to have to pay. There is an erchon only with one shekel, not even three. So Gemara says, no, who? That pasha of one shekel we had before was, that's talking about someone had a chiyah to pay more money for his erchon, whatever it was, whether 50, 20, 30. But it comes out the time he has to pay if he's poor, he doesn't have any money. So their best in value is how much he's worth, and according to that he has to pay. So the chiddush is, let's say Mami doesn't have a penny to his name, still he can't give less than a shekel. He has to wait until he gets a shekel, and then he pays, that's the least that he could pay. That's only by his sigyad, but the person that could afford it, That's a question, how much of an erchin he's putting upon himself by saying erchi stam, so the smallest amount is 3 shkolim, that's how much he has to pay. Smor says, v'yela kru alamli, like, what are they the posik for? The kru pshita like that then. We're saying it's a smor, what do you have to have the posik? That the erkecho, tadash and erch stam. Smor says, Omar Rav Nachman and Rabba Bavua, loyma means to tell us, she'ena nidun desig yad, that I would have thought to say, that maybe he is has a pash like his tigyad. But since it's erech stam, maybe, I would like this. He says erech stam. So we're saying not true, he has to pay 3. But I would have thought to say, let's say he's very poor and he can't afford to pay 3. Maybe he can only pay 1. So that's the chiddush, know that he can't. And my time, what's the reason why not? Why should he be worse than any other erechin? That even though you mechayiv yourself to pay more, when it comes to the actual payment, if you can't afford it, there's a pash of his sigiyah, you only have to pay what you could afford. Sakamil, we say, less than 3, he can't, he has to pay 3. Samura says, my time, what's the reason? Kimiforish dummy. It's like he spelled it out clearly. But she says, the chivun diyam erech stam alai, for your day he knows that's the smallest erech in his 3, if he says, if he said upon himself, harayah like gimushkolam demei, for loy domli yam erech yolai, it's not like dermat erech alai. That's only erech alai, the din erech of the Torah. But here, when you said Erech Stam, it's like you're speaking out clearly, you're mechayiv yourself to pay 3 shkolim no matter what. So even though you're poor, you'll have to wait until you get 3 shkolim, and you'll only be yotzi yechayiv when you pay the 3 shkolim.
Yeah.
He could yarmi something like this. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua, no? That Rav Nachman says the name of Omer Rav Avua, that yes, that nidim v'hisig yad, yes, that even though this person said erech and stam, which means he's mechayiv himself to pay 3 shkolim, at the time when he pays it, he can't afford it, he only has to pay what he can afford, even 1. And this one says pshita, like why not? Why is he any different than any other erechim? So we must see if the chiddush is, mal the time I would have thought to say, kin the forosh dom, here it's like it's worse. Here it's like he said clearly, he has the chiyuv to give 3 and he can't pay less than 3. His kamash will know that's still called the din of erechim, and if he can't afford more than 1, he only has to pay 1. Dovrach, another pshat with dashing forward, when it says Berkecho, means Erech Kulay Hu Naisein, Veina Naisein, Erech Demei Avorim. He only has what? He has the right, he has the Achi of Erech in his upon your body. He can't just take how much your leg is worth. So more as the question, how can you dash in this way? For Afrikdali Erech Stam, we already used this Pasuk Berkecho to teach us that when you say Erech Stam, you mean 3 Shkolim. So more as the Echnami, Korebe Erech Berkecho. It's like 2 drushes. The Torah could have wrote the word Erech, and it says Erechecho, so you could ask him 2 things from this pasuk. Right, and then we explain that Yochlai would have thought to say, Shani moitzi dovash and neshama tluyibah. I'll take out something that neshama tluyibah. Is Talmulay menon nefoshis? That if somebody says, Erechi, how much my head is worth, or Erechi, my heart, since that's what your nefesh is totally in, and echnaim, that is chal dechiv upon your whole body. So that's the pasuk of nefoshes. Here, Talmudim nefoshes. Then we dash in nefoshes. Also says v'lo yasameis. Not the person is dead; he has to be alive. So that's the question. How can you dash in this way? I have your fikta. Will you do the word nefoshes to teach us that the dovish and the shomut luyibo is in the pasuk of erchin? So how do I know not to say not a mace? Samura says true. Rafita, Kori Bey, Nefesh Nefesh. The Torah could just wrote the word Nefesh. Now that it says Nefesh, I hear both. Right, then we darshin, Oitzias, a mace, only exclude a mace, there's no Pasha Verchin, but maybe Vloyotzias, a grace, not going to take out a graces. On this time, the Apostle says, Vehemid Veherich. It says, no, Vehemid and Veherich. That he has to be able to be standing up, and then there's a Pasha Verchin. Freddy Mori Yochi, so, mace Nami, even a mace also. Typically, me be on the derech. What about the dash in the word nefoshes for this? A mace also can't stand up. So the parasha of erechin is only someone that could stand up in front of the kohen. For I should know from this pasuk of the hemid that a mace it has no erechin and not a goyses. So most of the time, it's not true. You're right. And so we are nefesh nefoshes lomli. What do I need the extra word like nefesh? Then the word nefoshes. What are the 2 drushes here? So most says could be the levan come on like we're going to say like we saw some said it before already. So what the parasha continued on and said. That Dovrach, another pshat with Nefoshes, it says, is only Yele Echot Sherech Echot. One person is Mechayt himself to pay 1 Erechin. Echad Sherech Meim Minarhenu, one person can mechayv himself to pay 100 erchin, Talmud himself the word nefoshes. Another Joshua was Dovracharam, nefoshes it says, mashma a lot of nefoshes. Is only el ish Sherech ben ish ben isha. Isha Sharicha ish, v'isha Sharicha isha minayin, isha Sharicha ish. How do we know of a lady though? Whether she takes upon himself to pay the erchin of a man, or the echin of another isha, how do we know she also is in the pasha of erchin? Talmud has a Joshua of nefoshes that she's also in the pasha. So Rach, another pshat v'dashin was nefoshes, lovi menuv l'mukashchin, that even though he doesn't have any value to himself, still there's a parsha of erchin. So the question is, how do you know all these drushes from the word nefoshes? I have a fikta la'anich. We already used the word nefoshes to dash in the drushes before, so how could you keep on dashing more and more drushes from the same word nefoshes? So Mara says, no, the answer is, I'll tell you, hanich l'tzricha kro. That all the ones before do not need like a special drusha. I'll tell you what, kishakalu, vivin kum, they're all equal svaras. First is nefoshes, mashma, more than one, ish, v'isha, it's all the svaram. Abi, you're a nefesh, alive, this, that, they're all the same thing. As long as it's a nefesh, there's a pasha of erchin on it. So really, all of them are not together from one word, nefoshes. So it still says two, nefesh and nefoshes. That's like another's last Joshua also. Yes, kisakur, we don't need a real pasuk for. So one is full of those other drushas. They're all shakal, they're all equal. But the second one I need for is our drusha, l'manuva l'mukashchinu d'yisach. I need it for that drusha. That even though he has no dhamim on him, he has no value to himself, but still he is in the pasha of erchin. That's the chiddush of manuva l'mukashchin. Yeah. The other Gemara says, for the pasuk says, v'oye erkechot, we dashim before, is l'rabbois tumtum v'yadrugnis l'dhamim. That a sofek is sofek ish, even though he's not in the pasha of erchin, but he's in the chayv himself to pay domim stam, but it's like a neder to pay the domim. Now he's in the pasha, the domim he has the chiddush. That's in the drasha of behoya berkecho. All right, turn over, continue on the other side.